You're listening to the WP Tonic, WordPress and Tech, focused on building a successful business in WordPress aimed at the WordPress professional and power user. Join Jonathan Denwood and Kurt Von Annen as your host and co-host as we bring you great discussions from around the globe.
Welcome back, folks, to the WP Tonic Show. This is episode 943. We've had a bit of a break. I had all of December off. This is the 2nd of January when we're recording this show. So this is our first show of 2025. I've got my great co-host with me, Kurt. And in this show, we've decided that we would look back on our shows in 2024. And it's all merged, my beloved tribe. I can hardly think of a show. It's all merged. I'm going to attempt to keep off some hot subjects, which I won't. But Kirk will, because he's much more has much more emotional intelligence than I do. But I'm going to let my co-host introduce himself, and then we'll go into some of the episodes that have stuck in his mind, unlike me, where it all merged, but I will attempt to find some highlights. So, Kurt, would you like to quickly introduce yourself to any new listeners and viewers?
Yeah. My name's Kurt Von Annen. I own a company called Mañana No Más. We look membership learning sites, but I also work with WP Tonic and Lifter LMS directly.
So let's, before we go into our review of 2024, I've got a message from one of our major sponsors. We will be back in a few moments.
Hi there, e-commerce store owner. At Omnisend, we help more than 100,000 e-commerce customers just like you sell their products. We're an all-in-one email and SMS marketing platform that helps you reach your customers, grow your audience, and increase sales. In fact, our customers have seen incredible results with Omnisend, averaging $72 in revenue for every single dollar spent. And if you ever have a question, our award-winning customer support team is available 24/7 every single day. That's one of the reasons we have more than 6,000 glowing reviews and ratings all across the web. So get started with Omnisend today and start growing your business with better email and SMS marketing.
We're coming back, folks. Let's point out, we've got a great free resource for you freelancers and agency owners. It's a created list of the best WordPress plugins. Every one of them has been used by myself or by my team. It's the best services and, like I say, plugins. You can get this free resource that will save you a ton of time by going over to wp-tonic.com/deals, wp-tonic.com/deals, because some of the sponsors have also got some great special offers on that page as well. So go over there and consume those free goodies. I know you love them. So, Kirk, I'm relying on you to get this ball rolling. I'm just not in the mood. I've had a month off. First time I've had a month from podcasting in about 10 years, but I just needed it. So I'm in this, what's that term where you're going back to school, college, and there's a term for it.
I don't know. I was just going to say malaise. I'm in the same spot. You said introduce yourself, and I got all tongue-tied, couldn't even get a simple sentence out.
Nah, there we go. That's never stopped me. I can waffle, beloved tribe. So, ball over to you. So where would you like to start in all the interviews and roundtables that we've done?
So interviews and roundtables and things that we've done, there's a couple of things that make them stand out to me, anyway, from a personal perspective, Jonathan. One is, through this process, you've introduced me to a lot of cool people that I'm actually still in touch with, or to products that I've actually started to use. And I think that's kind of a line defining thing, right? It's like, if we interview somebody and I'm inspired after doing that interview to actually try their product or keep using their product, then it must have been a really good show. It must have been a really enlightening show. We had a guy on, I think his name was Ryan Roberts. And I'm pretty sure you called him Rob for half of the interview. And he's the one that had that project called Write Blogger. Do you remember that one?
Yeah, I do. Yes. But it's the endearment, you know. Guests should not take it the wrong way where I get their names wrong, because I get everybody's name wrong, don't I?
Yeah, well, that guy was interesting, and it was interesting enough that I signed in to Write Blogger to try it. And then here is what I like about it. I actually subscribe to it. I still use the product today. Yeah. Is it as flashy and cool as, you know, the new version of ChatGPT or Claude or Llama or any of these things? Let's be truthful. No, it's not. The interface is very, very simple. But what I like about it is I don't want to spend half my day figuring out how to be an AI expert. I just don't. I want to be able to leverage a tool that's kind of like pre-prompted to give me the output that I'm looking for. And that's what that Write Blogger tool allows me to do. I can take a video, slap it in there and say, here's a video, use the transcript and make me a summary post, or make me a transcript, or make me a, and it does, it has different pre-programmed prompts to do all that stuff. And the interface is pretty convenient. So I use it quite a bit. And I really enjoyed doing that show. I thought that was a good one. When we can come away with an actionable tool, like something that gives you a process that saves you time or makes you more efficient, I get pretty excited about the show.
Yeah, but I've been looking at the list as you've been talking about that particular guest. And one of the things, because obviously it's been a rough, in some ways, a rough year, 2024 for WordPress. I've had my ups and downs business-wise, but generally, in pure financial terms, 2024 was quite a good year. But I haven't made progress. Well, I was making really good progress, but for various factors, that slowed down at the end of this year. But I'm still optimistic about 2025. But looking at, I think one of the strengths of WordPress is the quality of people that are still involved in it. Just to name a few names, you know, Brian Jackson, really a great WordPress entrepreneur. He a month ago, he helped me quite a bit on a particular technical issue, and he didn't ask for any payment. He's coming on the show to talk about his plugin this month, but his experience with helping has been a top-end SEO marketing manager for Kinsta, and running his own coding shop with his brother and plugin shop, and being a real niche, but being successful, keeping the costs down and keeping his independence. I have another one who's a friend of the show is Devon from GiveWP. Another excellent WordPress entrepreneur, now works for a major Stellar and a major hosting company. But really sickeningly intelligent, good looking. Every time I see him, I want to be sick because he's everything I'm not. I'm only kidding, tried. But a really great guy, really still down to earth, not a bullshitter.
What's cool about him, though, is he's the same person that you see at WordCamp, that you have a beer with, that you have on the podcast. He's the same person all the time. He's very consistent and very generous with his time.
And Tom from Conversio, that sponsors the show and is a personal friend. I would say we are friends. Obviously, I've known Tom for a number of years. Rock solid individual, runs a really ethical company. Jason, a personal friend, from I'm going to mention the name that must not be mentioned, founder of WP Engine, probably still has a little bit of equity in it, hasn't told me. obviously sold the company a few years ago, the majority of it, but another quality individual. Like I say, we're not close friends, but I think he would have no problem saying that we're friendly. Another, entrepreneur, WordPress entrepreneur, SaaS entrepreneur, very well for himself, but still very down to earth individual, rock solid individual. So any other names come to mind?
Well, there's a few. And I hate to just go from recent memory, but we had Jack Arturo on recently.
Yeah.
And he's a very dynamic individual to me. I met him in person at WordCamp. I'm friendly with him through other friends in WordPress. And then we did the show with him. And what I really appreciated about that particular episode, even though it scared the pants off me, was he was very bold in his take on recent WordPress politics. And he's been pretty vocal. And I think if we're going to be really honest about something that I think is attractive, about Jack Arturo and how he represents things, is he was very public about his adoption of Fluent CRM and his process to adopt that as his communications. And I think that is, you and I both use Fluent. And so to know that we've got that in common was pretty cool.
Yeah, Jack, he's a solid guy. Done really well for himself with WP Fusion, but that's another rock solid success story that's well deserved. He's spent a lot of time building that business, a lot of personal commitment. Doesn't it? His customer base down, him and his team, obviously his success isn't all based on him. It's based around his leadership and his hard work of his team.
Yeah.
And he doesn't mince his words, but I don't think he does it in a spiteful malign, because I've never noticed that in his personality at all. I think he's just not prepared to take any nonsense.
He is such a unique blend, because I know personally he is very tolerant of anything. Like, he's not a judgmental person in terms of, lifestyle, representation, any of those things. Like, he's all of the positives that you want in society from that, but he's also a business person and he holds the line, right? And that to me is like the best combination of professional that's out there.
When he was trying to get WP Fusion going, he was still taking private clients, and he was working with me on it. There's one particular client that's absolutely mad. I mean, as bonkers as they come. And I only realized about halfway in the project how mad and how aggressive this individual was. And they kept increasing the spec and not wanting to pay any extra money for it. And Jack was involved, was helping me build this project out. I was project manager, and he went beyond the call of duty to try and get this project out the door and done. And the client never was happy and whatever. But we found out that we were like the third, fourth attempt to try and get this thing done. And it was never that he's a true professional. Another person I've known for years that I think would be happy to say I was a friend is Matt Medeiros.
Yeah.
Matt, I call him the sound Nazi, because he I'm so happy that he found a great home with Gravity Forms, and it's enabled him to have the space to do things in WordPress that he wants to develop. He's when I was starting in podcasting almost 9-10 years ago, I can't believe it, folks, He was one of my first guests on my show, and it was, to say the show was really rough would be understatement of the century. But he chose to come on, and I could tell I had my first co-host who also was a sound Nazi but was also bonkers. And I could tell that Matt was thinking, what the hell, why did I come on this show? But he was still very gracious, and he was a good guest, and it shows the quality. So I'm really happy that I think things are going really well for Matt, and I'm really happy for that.
Now, Matt's a great example of good things for good people, because just look at his generosity in, I could probably call it an adoption, the way these two act like they love each other on X. You know, him and Mark Szymanski do stuff together. They
rob him.
Yeah, he's, you know, he's the Robin to the Batman. It's evident that Matt has kind of an open attitude about new faces, new people, new personalities. And he's just really gracious with his time and his expertise. And I really appreciate folks like that in the space.
Yeah.
Glad of his mindsets.
It's been tricky for Matt because obviously he's tried, because whatever, you know, obviously he wants to be the defined professional news source for the professional market, i.e. WordPress agency owners, freelancers, which you've got to understand, folks, that's part of the market that I try and pitch this podcast to. But I'm not attempting, because I haven't got the bandwidth, nor am I interested in becoming that. I have no interest in becoming the independent version of WP Tavern. That's not what I want to achieve. I have no interest in that. But it's been tricky for Matt to keep that balanced, independent media position where you've got some independence. You're not, when you're dealing with something like the great leader and his problems with WP Engine. But Matt has done a good job, I feel, of keeping that balance. Would you agree with that, Kurt?
He's done a wonderful job of creating that balance. I can't articulate strongly enough. Like, he's in a position where he kind of, I don't want to say had to watch what he said, right? But it's like, you know, you gotta, he didn't stay completely quiet, but he didn't go bonkers off the deep end. And he's just got a really good way of having an even temperament in his communication.
We're going to go for our break now, folks, our midway break, and we'll be back with some other insights about 2024.
Tired of hosting providers that can't handle high traffic loads? Convessio is here to help. Our platform can handle any amount of traffic, all without slowdown or crashing. With immediate Slack support, performance optimization, and a team that thrives on resolving technical challenges, your e-commerce business is in safe hands. Learn more about Convessio at convessio.com.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Lifter LMS, the leading learning management system solution for WordPress. If you or your client are creating any kind of online course, training-based membership website, or any type of e-learning project, Lifter LMS is the most secure, stable, well-supported solution on the market. Go to lifterlms.com and save 20% at checkout with coupon code podcast20. That's podcast20. Enjoy the rest of your show.
We're coming back, folks. We've had a great first half where we've been talking about the guests that we had in 2024. Before we go into the second part of the show, I want to point out, if you're looking for a great hosting partner that provides everything that you would want as a freelancer in a hosting partner, why not look at becoming a partner with WP Tonic? You offer some great packages for the WordPress freelancer. You can find more information by going over to wp-tonic.com/partners, wp-tonic.com/partners. Also, we've got a great guest joining us for the second half. He was a little bit delayed, but he managed to join us. He had some technical problems, but we have Brian Castle with us. Brian came on our roundtable show at the end of 2024. He's a great WordPress entrepreneur. Not WordPress, but SaaS. But I think you've got a history with WordPress as well, haven't you? You kind of got your chops in the online entrepreneur world with WordPress, and you've kept you kept your distance, but it's on your radar, isn't it?
I mean... Yeah, first of all, my 2025 is clearly off to a rough start. I came half an hour late for this call. My apologies. I have a whole new Mac setup here, and I think my notifications are all screwed up. But I was in WordPress for a while. I don't use WordPress anymore myself.
It's a letterable. I forgive you, Brian. I'll forgive you.
I still have a lot of friends and people I enjoy doing some pretty great things in the WordPress world. So I try to stay in touch through them and like whatever bits of news and product updates that I keep track of. I don't know what you want to get into here, but I'm starting to work on I build software mostly with Ruby on Rails, and I'm starting to build like a block editor and like at a content, like CMS, like tooling in the Ruby on Rails stuff. So I think, in the next couple of months, I'll probably dive back into WordPress just to sort of like see what the UI is looking like these days and maybe get some inspiration.
Yeah. I think, what we were saying in the first half, Brian, is that we were looking, cause I straddle. I can't talk. So yeah, I've had the month off. See, this is my first podcast and I can hardly talk. But I kind of mix in the world of bootstrapping and WordPress, you know, bootstrap, startup, stroke WordPress. So there's a lot of people that are kind of in both camps, or they start with WordPress and then they go into bootstrap SaaS, because
it's exactly what I did.
Yeah because I'm in both camps really. We were talking about some of the great guests we've had from WordPress and from bootstrapping. When it comes to bootstrapping, because you do your own great podcast as well, and you do that with a friend of the show that's been on the show a couple of times, Jordan is another great online entrepreneur, and got a bit scorched with Shopify. I think he appreciates WooCommerce now. How do you see the world of bootstrapping? Do you think there's still an enormous amount of opportunities? Because I think in some ways there is, but also I feel there's a little bit of tiredness around people, around subscription. I call it subscriptionitis.
It's really interesting you talk about the subscription. I have some thoughts on the subscription stuff, but I think in general, bootstrapping is still the best, in my opinion. You know, there's always going to be a place for the venture backed or any sort of, and there's also like in between investment vehicles, like Tiny Seed and, you know, things like that or just angel investors. But like, yeah, the idea of bootstrapping an idea that you have for a product, especially if you're in the WordPress ecosystem. And I think WordPress still, like it did for me over 10 years ago, still today is, I maybe it's an open question with all the drama lately, but just in terms of like if you are like a consultant or you're working at a job and you're trying to bootstrap your very first product, a plugin for WordPress is a great way to start that stair step thing that Rob Walling talks about. You know, you could do that on many other platforms as well. Maybe there's an open question whether you want to have the platform risk of WordPress, but all that aside, it still powers so much of the internet that you have a user base and distribution strategy built in. And that is the hardest thing for a bootstrapper to achieve. Like, building a product is easy, especially if you have product skills, but finding people to use it is always the hardest thing.
Market fit, as they say. Rob's a friend of the show as well. We have interviewed Soka. I think Rob Rowling, he's not a close personal friend, but I think, like Jason Cohen, he would be finding me saying that we're friends. And we've
Rob sent me a book.
He sent me a book as well.
Jason didn't send me any books.
I think everybody's internet friend.
But Rob's been on the show a number of times, and I would classify him as a personal friend. So, but he came on the show and he's always got great things to say, isn't he, Kurt? So I think he came on the show a couple of times in 2024. Anything stuck in your mind of what our discussion with Rob?
For me personally, I go back to generosity, right? He comes to the show, shares openly, pretty transparently, I think. And then he always has some next step. So it's not that he is just continuing to piggyback off the success of 6 years ago, right? It's like he's got a new book that's coming out, or he's got a new meeting that's coming together. But there was, every time we've met with Rob, he's had something new to discuss, and he's added a lot of value to the conversation. And to me, I think of it from the listener's perspective. If I'm going to ride my bike and listen to a podcast while I'm bicycling, I want to come away with some kind of actionable value piece or something like that. And I think that that's always delivered when Rob shows up on the show.
And he's not, I know Rob pretty well as well. And the thing that, obviously, he's just an awesome dude. and you know, he's the kind of person that like means well and doesn't, I don't know if you can curse on here, doesn't BS people. But the thing that I really appreciate about what Rob shares across all of his channels, obviously through his podcast and videos, but I've always found that his conference talks are some of the best as well. What I really appreciate his perspective is that it's kind of unique because he has access and exposure to so many SaaS companies, not just his own, but I mean, literally hundreds of SaaS companies. And that's not just from a person having an audience of hundreds, like he literally invests in them. So like he knows them intimately. And so when he writes a book or gives a talk, like it's literally based on data and trends that he sees firsthand across hundreds of companies. And like there are very few people who have that level of access. Like even whatever you listen from someone like me, talk about on a podcast, I can only speak to my personal experience from my small handful of companies. And that's going to be completely biased with my own experience, you know, but it's really good. You get a lot of insights into like what's actually happening in the world of SaaS there.
And I think Rob's pretty fussy about the people that he has around him. So I do appreciate him keeping accepting my invites. Because I don't think him and his wife are prepared to. And the reason I'm bringing this up, Brian, is we got to be frank here, Brian. There's a lot of iffy people in online marketing, online SaaS business. You know, there's a lot.
I don't know what you're talking about.
There's a lot of really iffy characters around, isn't there, Brian?
I mean, I think that you're absolutely right, of course, but I think that, especially in our circles, I talked to Jordan about this on our podcast. Like, I feel so lucky to be in a industry that is so well connected. We're just naturally connected through podcasts, through X, through Blue Sky, through conferences, Slack groups, whatever it is. I don't know any other industry who is this well connected. Like all my other friends in life who are doing other things, not like in the internet software industry. Like, they don't have stuff like this where they're talking about what they're working on and they're sharing all their. So not only being connected and being able to have relationships, what no matter how close you are or from afar or remote or whatever, but I think that having being so well connected for us makes it sort of easy to know who's real and who's full of it.
No.
Like, because it's just reputations and like, if somebody is either like scamming people or is just not truthful about the stuff that they share, like they're either not going to be relevant and nobody's even really going to know them or they're just going to have a really bad reputation. But like we all know all the really good, trustworthy people doing awesome work. It's pretty obvious, you know?
Yeah.
One of the guests that I enjoyed chatting was Jonathan, another Jonathan, so bad too. I like it. Jonathan World. He came on the show.
Yeah.
I thought you might know Jonathan Bryan. He kind of straggles. He's got a quite influential YouTube channel, WordPress, really big in Generate Press, which is a great theme, but it's much more than a theme. It's a page builder. It's a platform for building WordPress sites. I think if I wasn't really investing in Cadence WP, I would use Generate Press. But I think if you're doing true high semi-custom or full custom, I would look at Generate Press anyway, because I think with Bricks as well, if I was in that higher echelon, and very knowledgeable, and I really enjoyed my interview with him. What about you? What did you think about that?
Yeah, fun guy to talk to and super, super knowledgeable.
Another quality person. I'm not very close with Jonathan, but I sense that he was a pretty open, pretty bright guy.
Yeah, yeah. And then it was kind of weird because Generate is one of the ones I haven't used. So it was a conversation with somebody surrounded around a product that I was completely vacant from, but he was really informative on the interview.
Yeah. I'm looking at the list as we are talking.
Well, you remember Christian Taylor when he was on the show?
Christian Taylor. Terrible names.
Going, yeah. Long haired guy. That's a expert in YouTube.
Yes. Yes.
I thought that was a really, really I hesitate to say great, right? Because we're the hosts, but I thought that was a really good interview because the topic was how to become a WordPress YouTube influencer. And, you know, we had someone on that's noted for that success, which was pretty cool.
YouTube. So that's something that I'm trying to crack into. I've been trying to crack into it for the past year. It's so hard to stay consistent. But
Brian, not for nothing. You know, I've gone from 72 subscribers to 94 subscribers. So I am kicking fanny going into 2025.
I've managed to grow the WP Tonic. You know, we're over 4,000 subscribers now. But I've produced about over 500 videos, haven't I?
This month, I just hired a video editor to work with me. And just yesterday, we published the first two videos that he edited. And we have a queue of more coming out. Like after a year of trying to do it all myself, I was like, you know, the only way I'm actually going to stay consistent with this thing is if I have a system where I can just flip on my camera, do my thing, and put it in Dropbox, and he does the rest.
Well, I just do. I would love to get editor. I've got editor for my podcasts. And I would love to get into a situation because I would love to increase. But the style of videos, I just do a bare bone edit and I just get it out there.
With podcast, we do no editing.
Do you?
Literally. Like we finish our call and it goes live.
I do that, but I also edit them. You know, I hire a proper because your sound.
We just use Riverside audio equalization thing and
yeah,
put it on the internet. That's it.
Yeah. Another guest from the bootstrap startup world rather than WordPress was, I'll get a name right, Giamma. Do you remember her? The red hair lady that
Was that the branding expert?
Yes.
Yeah. She was good. She was friendly.
Can you imagine? But I like the.
No, I just remember we had her on for branding, and I think that was, you know, how to start building a knockout brand was the name of that one.
Yes. And I can't remember, and I apologize to our guests, especially her. But
well, I can pull it up in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Emma. Yeah, it was just marketing by Emma.
No, it was another lady.
Shermer Tamir.
That was another lady. I'm talking about the red hair lady. Episode 906. She wrote a book with her.
She was the one that said Russell Brunson was wrong.
Yes, well, that's not. I'll give her full marks for that. Russell and myself, I've not been very kind by statements over the years with Russell. Highly, highly intelligent individual, but I went to one of his live events, and I'm used to a hard sell, but my God, ClickFunnels, they attempted to try and persuade me to, I didn't have the money anyway, so they were wasting their time, but they were getting people to sign up for.
I have to assume that ClickFunnels is still doing as well as they always have. I do feel like I haven't heard much about them in the last year or two as much as I did in years prior.
But this is
under own marketing channels that reach a lot of people, and I'm not in those.
Well, we better get off because I can't even remember the name of a guest that I brought.
Her name was Georgiana Loudy.
Loudy, you must know her, Brian. She was quite good. She wrote a book about funnels and onboarding with her. She has a co-founder. She's based in British Columbia. And she was really good, very intelligent, very sharp lady. But when it comes to ClickFunnels, I think with ClickFunnels, because we need to get off, because I butchered her name. Thank you so much, Kirk. No, I struggle with names, Brian.
People by their Twitter avatars. That's all I
know. Yeah. With ClickFunnels, I think they had, you know, when they brought out ClickFunnels 2, when you got legacy code and you're revamping, and also I think they felt that, and they were right, Kajabi was really trying to muscle in on their kind of world there. So the heat was warming up and they knew they had to revamp. So they brought out ClickFunnels 2. But they had a lot of technical problems, I heard. They had a lot of influencers online saying it was buggy. And it's taken them, I think I've heard that it's settled down. But I think this
I know Andrew Culvert fairly well. I think lately he was sort of elevated to like CTO over there. Or like up, kind of like leading the tech side on ClickFunnels. So I know that, and I know him and his track record of building awesome software, especially with Ruby on Rails. So I would assume that like the latest versions of ClickFunnels are pretty rock solid. But that's been cool to because he started as a bootstrapped SaaS person, had a SaaS and sold it. And then built one of the most popular framework, like site builder frameworks in Rails, called Bullet Train. And then I think that started getting used by ClickFunnels. Then he joined the ClickFunnels team, and now he's like kind of up there, really, really leading the show over there.
Yeah, but I think they struggled. But give their due, they didn't do what Kajabi did, because Kajabi, this is going back a few years. But Kajabi had their Kajabi 1, and then it was a bit messy with reliability, and then they brought out Kajabi 2, and they literally dumped all the people that signed up for Kajabi 1. They didn't offer any grandfathering or anything. They just dumped us.
Bruh.
That's still... I think people that got burnt there still bring it up in Reddit and Allo when the Kajabi is mentioned, because that was a bit ugly, to say the least. But in some ways, Brian, I'm surprised how well WordPress is doing, because not for what has happened in 2024, because even in the freelance agency world, it's only a small element of that world that even knows there was a blow up between the Great Leader and WPE. Oh, yeah. Only a tiny set of people that are even interested, right?
Whether it's this recent thing or any of the recent or any other dramas that has ever happened in at like word camps or whatever, nobody knows about that stuff. Nobody,
guilty. Only those that really follow it.
Has any idea? I mean, I'm actually kind of curious from both of you about. We can look at the numbers all day and see like whatever 50-60%. I don't even know what the percentage of the internet is still using WordPress, of course. But like, just anecdotally, are you seeing longtime WordPress professionals or WordPress people pivoting away and starting to like professionally embrace other platforms? I guess I ask that like not just out of the recent drama and stuff, but like I was noticing this well before that. I haven't said for the last like 3 years or so. Friends of mine anyone who is like in SaaS or whatever, and they need to build a marketing website or a blog, 9 times out of 10, they're not choosing WordPress. Just in my anecdotal experience, they're going with things like Webflow or Statamic in the Laravel ecosystem, or any other.
Yeah, well, that's part of your bubble. See, who do you think the average users? I haven't even heard of Statamic. And I think Webflow, obviously, they had an enormous amount of external investment, and they were doing quite well, but then they started bunning the prices up, didn't they?
Now, like, each Webflow start, I just in terms of like what I hear about most from people, like that has started to fall off a little bit. What's the other new?
But to answer your question, I think, but in a strange way, I think I've been quite critical consistently around Gutenberg, even though I want Gutenberg to succeed. And I think through something like Cadence, WP or GeneratePress, I think it's quite usable now for, and I think if you're in the professional full build out, you know, from design to development, I think using Bricks is a professional level tool now. Which wasn't available, because I think for those that were doing full custom design and development, you know, full stack development, all that was, you know, WordPress had become very stagnant. But, you know, you always had to kind of develop a theme from the ground up if you were doing full stack, full custom work. But then Elementor was always a hot mess because it was Divitis, wasn't it? You know, it talked about Bidoos, it made, you know, Divi or people, you know, and I love the founder of Divi and I love the people that work for Divi, but I can't stand it as a web development platform. But Elementor's the same, you know, very, a more controversial company, but their marketing and how they positioned in the market and how they managed to get over 6 million users and their advertising and their video have very original, very fantastic placement. But as a tool, it's a hot mess, isn't it? Would you agree, Brian?
I do think that from a just a pure product standpoint, if you are choosing there's different use cases, right? Like if you're choosing like, I need a CMS for my marketing website, for me and my small.
I'm going to have to intervene, Brian, because I want to continue our discussion, but my great co-host is probably going to have to leave soon. So, Kirk, would you like to say goodbye to the listeners and viewers? Because he's got a hot time.
I don't want to say goodbye. I want to stay forever. I have to run. If people want to connect with me outside of the show, just hit me up on LinkedIn. I'm on there almost every day. Or visit mananomas.com.
Right, that's fantastic. We're going to wrap up the podcast part of the show. Hopefully, Brian can you stay on for another 15 minutes? And we'll continue the discussion with Brian, and you'll be able to watch the podcast and the extra content on WP Tonic YouTube channel. But we're going to wrap up the podcast part of the show. So, Brian, how can people find out more about you and what you are up to, Brian?
Let's see. Lately, I'm most active on Blue Sky. You can find me over there. I'm also still on X. I haven't left there.
You've given up on the Nazi channel.
What's that?
You've given up on X, the Nazi channel.
I don't know. This post of both of them.
Well, I enjoy Blue Sky. Still on there. So I think, I haven't gone on Blue. We have to discuss your experience of that being in the bonus content. So it's best to find you on Blue, is it?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. My company that I'm building right now is called Instrumental Products at Instrumental Products.
I love the name.
And so I built, me and my small team, we build MVP V1 SaaS apps for new products. Been doing that for the past year. We're doing a lot more in 2025, and I'm building out some tools for the Ruby on Rails ecosystem, which I'm sure your audience is probably more WordPress.
You got to mention your great podcast with Jordan as well.
Of course, yeah. Co-hosting with Jordan Gall on bootstrappedweb.com. We've been at that for over 10 years. I can't believe it. And we're going to record another one next week. So
yeah, I regularly listen to it. You do a great job there. So we're going to finish the podcast show, but we'll continue the discussion, and you can watch that on the WP Tonic YouTube channel. We've got some great guests coming up in January, and I think Brian is going to join us in February for a full interview, because he's got an enormous amount of experience. So I'm looking forward to that. He was going to join us for this round up of 2024, which he has, but he had some technical problems. But he will be with us in February. We will see you soon, folks. Bye.
Hey, thanks for listening. We really do appreciate it. Why not visit the Mastermind Facebook group? And also, to keep up with the latest news, click wp-tonic.com/newsletter. We'll see you next time.